And we are back. It is the War. I'm Jason Bowles, subbing in for the great Harrison Smith. We are talking Bilderberg 2026, the true power structure. And now we're going to get into some of the other players, other institutions, right? Because you also have these think tank groups. For instance, the Hudson Institute is always represented there. And again, I think even on this broadcast a couple of times, I've played Herman Kahn at the Hudson Institute all those years ago, just kind of openly discussing, hey, the public gets a little too out of control. We'll just spray them with something in the air, or maybe we'll just put something in the water. Maybe we'll just forcibly drug them. I really like that kind of stark honesty, just like I like it when Karp exposes himself as a global gangster. Again, unprosecutable. We just can't get any high-level criminal accountability. And honestly, that's why our constitutional republic continues to fail, because it's not a constitutional republic, because we don't have the checks and balances that were embedded into our Constitution. A brilliant document, the most perfectly imperfect document you could have. And what do I mean by that? Well, obviously, women should vote. Obviously, blacks are not three-fifths a person, right? Obvious. It should be obvious to anybody with sense in their head, okay? And yet, we had to make amendments to the Constitution to get those on because of the time period where we were in. Now, some of the imperfections that remain today is that we have let the executive within an executive run wild and have no accountability. And that's when things are born classified. That's post-World War II, when they really severely limited the powers of the president of the United States. And when the president tried to exercise those powers later on, like beyond Dwight Eisenhower, stating that the military-industrial complex and the scientific elite could be taking over the country, possibly the world, and this was actually even a spiritual battle, and they maybe try to do something about it, even coming from a gangster family like the Kennedys, they'll blow your head off. They'll blow your brother's head off from the behind. That's what they'll do, right? Challenge it again. Maybe you'll get nicked in the ear. Obviously trying to blow your head off. Maybe that's when he really decided that, you know, as much as he wanted to do, when he should have gone the other way, you know, he was going to fall in line, which is a damn shame. A damn shame. And I know there's the black pillars out there that say, you know, Trump was always bad. I'm not in that crowd either. I'm not saying he was always the greatest guy. In fact, one of my criticisms, the three big ones, was, you know, one, he's an actor, you know, always on television. Forget about the stupid reality shows. He was even an actor when he was selling you on, you know, Oprah Winfrey and his businesses and, you know, Trump Academy. And he had, I'm pretty sure not only just a book, he had a board game, like the Trump game, like he Home Alone, you name actor, you know, and a bit of a misogynist, liked cheating on his wives. You know, there's a certain amount of deception that comes with that. I know a lot of people don't like hearing that. And I think there's a lot of hypocrisy there as well. But I'd hope that if I ever tied the knot, I could sustain any type of temptation to do so. It seemed like kind of a serial cheat. Oh, then there's the gangster stuff that I was just mentioning. You know, you don't build casinos in Atlantic City, and you don't have companies that are doing high-level construction in New York without the gangs, the actual like Italian gangsters and mafia that you're allowed to hear about. And some of them do get prosecuted. And yeah, do they brutally kill people? Yes. But you hear about that. And it's usually like one or two people at a time. They usually leave alone the women and the kids. Does Alex Karp leave the women and kids alone when they drone bomb a school? Does that happen? Yeah, I want you to really think long and hard about that. And yet, no one there is going to jail. So we'll get back to this list when we come back. This is the War Room. I am Jason Bermas, subbing in. Once again, I can't tell you how important it is to support the InfoWar. Go to the alexjonesstore.com and make a purchase. If you can't do that, spread the info. All my documentaries are free. Go to my documentary playlist over at my YouTube. Share those.